The event recognized the resilience and adaptability of Chinese immigrants who have moved to Canada, integrating swiftly into the local culture and contributing significantly to the economy. Entrepreneurs like Vincent Yu, CEO of Mars Power and originally from Qingdao, exemplify this trend. Yu has made substantial contributions to the conversion of fossil fuel cars into environmentally friendly electric vehicles. He shared his entrepreneurial journey, highlighting the challenges and opportunities that have made Mars Power a leader in the field. Mark Weens served as the event's host, infusing it with his unique and humorous style, ensuring all attendees celebrated this significant occasion joyfully. The event also featured a live mooncake-making demonstration by Bailey Wang, a Qingdao native, showcasing this traditional Chinese dessert often enjoyed during the Mid-Autumn Festival. Participants had the chance to savor various delicious mooncakes and other delectable treats. Chinese immigrants have shown an exceptional ability to participate in Canadian civil society, engaging with the economy, politics, societies, and volunteer groups. Linda Li, president of the Richmond Chinese Associations, lauded the contributions of many members who actively volunteer in the local community, expressing deep appreciation for the collaborative achievements of Richmond and Qingdao. The celebration brought together a diverse array of talented performers, including singers, dancers, musicians, and more, all uniting to celebrate the enduring friendship between Richmond and Qingdao, the Mid-Autumn Festival, and the shared hopes for the future. The event was a collaborative effort between the Canada Shandong Chinese Business Association and the Canadian Performance and Recitation Arts Society, receiving valuable support from the Canadian Youth Union Foundation. The outstanding contributions of the Vancouver Red Leaf Art Troupe and media backing from Van Media Group Limited were instrumental in making the event a success. Special thanks go to Mars Power and the Canadian Youth Union Foundation for their generous support, which was crucial in enabling the successful hosting of this event.